Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Well, hello, I'm Don. I'm here to be the bearer of some bad news. Today, I was expecting to edit the Saturday radio show on Northwest News Radio in Seattle into 2 podcasts, one for today and one for tomorrow. We didn't do a podcast yesterday because it was Memorial Day. Today is the last day of May 2022 for me when I'm recording it. I don't know what it is for you listening to it, but it's, you know, sometime after that. But, well, I was expecting to get a recorded show, but I did not get a recorded show because there was some problem with the recording device at the radio station. So last Saturday's show, the Memorial Day show, which was possibly the best one we've ever done, and no one will ever know except some alien somewhere many light years from now, it's now lost to the ether, and not Ethereum, not cryptocurrency, but the ether, the space one, the real one. So here's the deal. I went back into the vault. I crawled way back into the vault and pulled out a show from 2017. As a matter of fact, it's the very first show from 2017. And it has not been heard. This isn't one that's been in our rotation, just sitting, you know, way down there for years. When we changed web hosting or podcast hosting plans, a bunch of these shows didn't come over. So from 2014 through 2017, we had a lot of shows that no one had heard in many, many years. So what we're doing is going back through those as we need them to fill holes like this one. So this is a hole filler, but it is a very good hole filler because it covers, well, one of my favorite topics, which is equity indexed annuities, favorite in that they're bad for you, and I want to keep telling you that's why it makes it a favorite topic, and a ton of other stuff, because back then, instead of splitting the 2-hour program into 2 separate 36 to 40 minute programs, for some reason I put them all together as one complete 2-hour thing, or 1 hour and 20 minutes, and put them up just once a week. So you're getting a bonus bigger show today, but a couple of things I need you to bear in mind before I get it started. One, you're going to hear mentions of things that don't exist anymore, like Real Investing Journal, the magazine. We tried it. It didn't work as well as we wanted it to, and so we went to things that were more effective. I'm a big fan of trying things and moving on if they don't work, and I've done lots of those in my life. And the thing that tends to work well for us is the podcast. So that's what you get. You get a best of podcast from way back in 2017, you know, like PC, pre-COVID, when the world was actually normal, or at least more normal. So ladies and gentlemen, here you have the January 15th, I believe. Actually, no, it was before that. It was the weekend before that because I put it up as a podcast on the 15th. So early January 2017 edition of Talking Real Money.
Reality radio for a really great future.
We're talking real money.
Wow. Wow. Seems like it's been a while.
Well,
has it been a while?
I think it's going. You're going back to 2016 or something. Long time ago.
You mean a year ago was the last time we got together?
Way back
last year? How can that be? Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new year of Talking Real Money on Como and on the Internet. I am Don McDonald, along with my cohort, Tom Cock, over there. There he is. See him right there? There. Look. No, it's radio. Never mind. Don't look. We are here to help you get your life together, particularly the financial part of your life, which you may not totally agree, but it's
it's a pretty darned important part of your life. And for many, it's probably the most important because it's what fuels your life. And we're here to try to help you get the today's problems sorted out and then work on tomorrow's. And to do that, we would like to invite you to stop in and talk with us today at 877-397-5666. That's 877-397-5666. And just because we like giving them away and we like encouraging you to participate, if you call today and participate in the program, we're going to reward you with a one-year subscription to the unique Real Investing Journal magazine, the only one of its kind, the only magazine
on the
planet.
What about the calendars? We got enough calendars.
You wouldn't
Seattle.
Actually, we have fewer left than I thought.
Okay, that's good to know.
In fact, when I got the count, I went, where did they all go?
I swore they were in the back room reproducing or something, because every time I turn around, it's
another box. No, we
got to
do the magazine now, because we need those calendars.
And
those
the magazine
calendars.
Is really good. So, in fact, somebody's in the office the other day going, I love getting this. It's great information. It's written in a way you can understand. It's not how to use price-to-earnings ratios to make more in 2017. It's none of that.
See, that is the article that I wouldn't have in it because it's not in the way that I define it, or I think you define it, it's not real investing. If you're trying to use some calculation to determine the best thing to speculate in next year, what's missing from this?
Yeah, so it's good stuff.
Investing.
And by the way, another reason to call is get in early because the second hour is inevitably busier.
Well, yeah, because people are sitting around going, oh, that wasn't so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, calling them was easier than I thought.
I feel you're giving me a complex in the first
Tom
show
is
of the
a
new
lot
year.
Less, Tom is a lot less scary than he sounds.
I don't get that a lot, so I'll take it. Sure.
Well, it's radio. You know, in real life, you know, if you see it, it's like, there's nothing. Yeah, you're not going to do anything. Again, the number is 877-397-5666. And one of the things we want to talk about today, speaking of real investing, is what is at the heart of a real investment? What sets a real investment apart from all that stuff that isn't real? Because there are a few things that set a real investment apart from other things. So we want to cover some of those and try to help you understand the differences, because once you do, you're going to stop making as many mistakes as you've been making. Plus, Tom was upset because we were not on the air for the first 2 weeks of the new year. He has been sitting on these for most of the month of January, dying to share those New Year's resolutions.
Well, no, these are ones you got to keep. And by the way, I wasn't supposed to be here again today because, as you know, I was supposed to be speaking to a group in Portland, Oregon, an appearance that was postponed due to weather. How often do you get a speaking? Maybe that was just their excuse. How often do you get a speaking engagement postponed by weather? Not often, but Portland is really, they are really trying to thaw out. They had a lot of snow, and then it has been really cold. So just everybody's sort of stuck in their house. So they said, come in a couple of weeks when we're back to our rain and warm. So we're doing that in a few weeks instead.
Okay.
All right.
So, that's all right. So yeah. Then you won't be here in a few weeks.
I know. I think that's the 28th now.
So we're going to get rid of you one way or another for a week.
I feel better. Huh?
It's happy? All that counts.
There you go.
It's all that counts. Also, I took it upon myself to calculate. I've got this number for you. I'll tell you more about it in a minute. But, Tom, what is my least favorite investment vehicle of all time?
I'm thinking it's an annuity.
What kind of an annuity?
Variable annuity.
You're close. We'll get to it right after this. 877-397-5666.
We're talking real money.
Let me just take a second to share something new with you. We're going to start doing our lunch ed classes that we do at our offices in Phoenix and Portland and Seattle. We're going to start doing them online as a webinar at the same time. So you can attend too. You just won't get lunch. You'll have to go get lunch. But it's also cheaper. It's only $5 a ticket, and you get a full color worksheet and some special perks. So sign up for our upcoming lunch ed classes right now at TalkingRealMoney.com, TalkingRealMoney.com. It's under the events section. And you will get a real investing education on a variety of topics. So go to TalkingRealMoney.com, talkingrealmoney.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
So that you can have a really, really great life, we want you to put more money away in a way that is likely to make you more money and make them less money. 877-397-5666 is the number you need to call, and we're giving away the free subscription to Real Investing Journal if you're part of the show. And also, Tom got my least favorite annuity. He got the annuity part right. But what is my least favorite annuity?
Indexed
annuity. Yeah.
Which is what?
Indexed annuity.
Which is what?
Well, a lie.
Nobody really knows. I mean, that's the reality. You get 15 different answers.
I know indexed annuities probably better than most people because I actually have sat down and read many of the disclosure documents from these darn
poor soul.
I know. It's the most painful thing. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking about a new article for the next issue of Real Investing Journal about them because I found a summary disclosure document. This is the summary disclosure
document. How many pages?
Transamerica?
Yeah.
The summary disclosure document was like 16 pages. Yeah. That was the summary.
I think the real one's
hundreds.
Yeah, it's just incredible.
But here's what I did. This is going to shock. Here's the pitch. First, let's start with the pitch of an indexed annuity, Tom. What's the pitch?
You don't lose any money and you get the returns of the market.
Exactly.
That's always what it is.
That's what it is.
Conversely, they say, and never less than 5% a year.
Right, which is absolutely
not true.
Yeah,
I hear that. I hear that. You don't get 5%. But people hear 5% return. It's not 5. Anyway, yes.
Well, here's how most of them are structured. They link to an index like the S&P 500 to the returns of that in a given year. You get a percentage of the return of that index in that year, and in the years where stock prices decline, you make nothing. Well, over the past,
you've got the actual numbers. I know that you sat down. As sad as it is,
I did. I sat down and got them right here on my laptop. I sat down today, and I ran the actual numbers.
It's a man who's got lots of time, apparently.
Now, the average annual return, and what do you say about data, about more data being better than less?
I'd rather have more years than fewer than when I'm going to look at something. So
I'm using 90. I thought I'd use 90.
And by the way, when you're looking at securities, there's not a whole lot more years you can get than 90 years.
No, you can't.
A whole lot of 90's, numbers.
90's about all you can get because prior to that,
there's some things you can go back to the 19th century, but it's pretty tough.
But for stocks, you're pretty much stuck with about 1926. So I went back to 26. Now, in the last 90 years, 22 years, You would have lost money in 22 calendar years.
If you held the S&P 500.
The S&P 500, correct.
Standard & Poor's 500, the 500 largest companies in the United States. Pretty limited portfolio, but well recognized.
In 16 years, stocks rose less than 10%.
So by the way, that's about a quarter of the years.
And in 51 years, stocks have risen 10% or more.
So in half of them. Wow, that's more than I would have thought.
Yeah.
We didn't get 10% last year. We got like 9.5 on the S&P.
No, we were so close.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, the average annual return for the S&P 500 over that period from 1926
to now, the average annual return
is just under 10%, 9.8. Yeah. 9.8. Pretty good number.
That's the we could get into other types of stocks that have done a lot better.
There, but okay. Short-term bonds, which are short-term treasuries, by the way.
You're going to get your always gotten your money back.
Right. Your average annual return, respectable 4.5%.
That's pretty decent. That's more than I would have thought.
That's the average.
Yeah.
So what I did was I took this Transamerica example that they had.
Transamerica is a large insurance company that issues these
using their what is called participation rate, their There, what was the other rate called? Hold on, I want to make sure I have all the terms right because, you know, I don't want to be accused of misnaming them.
Participation rate, yeah.
How many pages is this thing?
It's that one. No, you've got the abbreviated. Yeah, sorry. Okay, I mean, you're in good shape. Not very many.
Only 12. No, hold on. I got to scroll down here because they've got so much garbage in here. It'll just, it will make your, and this is the summary. It'll make your head spin. There is the cap rate. It can't go over the cap rate.
Can't make more than that in any given year.
And for their assumptions, they're saying 5%. That's a reasonable cap rate.
Yep.
Then their spread, which is a deduction from the cap rate, is 2%.
It sounds confusing.
I mean, from the actual return rate, 2%. And the participation rate, you only get 80% of the return. So in their example, they showed if the market returned 5% in a year, I know you got to bear with me on this, you will either get 5%, you'll get the lesser of 5%, or the return of the market minus 2% times 80%, which is the return for a 5% stock year. This does not include dividends, by the way. This is just the return, 1.92%. You don't actually get the 5% until the market makes 10% or more.
By the way, it's a good thing I saw Hidden Figures last night because I've been working on math for the last 24 hours.
So you with me so far on this?
Yes.
To get
5%. Professor. I need the
To get 5%.
Blackboard, yeah.
You need the stock market to rise 10%.
Yes.
Because of the all the caps and all that garbage. So I did the math going back to 1926 from 2016.
90 years.
90 years. I actually did crunch the numbers based on these numbers.
Yep. And
if these had existed in 1926 and you put your money in there expecting to get the return of the stock market and none of the risk, in 22 years, you would have made zero. In those 16 years, you would have averaged about 2% per year. The 16 years were made less than 10. And in the 51 years where it rose 10% or more, you would have made 5% per year. The average annual return over that period, 3.2%.
That's a nominal, that's before inflation, correct?
Right, that's before inflation and taxes.
So you about broke even.
Right.
Really? I mean, inflation since
so mid-30s. So this fancy gadget that the insurance companies are pitching at these steak dinners.
You got the steak dinner, though.
Are likely to make you very little more than just the rate of inflation and far, far less, about a third less than the stock market itself, just buying the S&P 500.
Well, no, you could have just bought 1 year. I don't know what the Vanguard has.
1 year treasuries,
short term,
and you would have made more money. Yeah, a dollar in those 1 year, a dollar in the index annuity became about $24. A dollar in the treasuries became about $50-something. And the dollar in the S&P 500 became about $3,800.
But nobody goes around pitching short-term treasuries.
They don't tell the truth is the problem. They don't tell
Don
the truth.
Don and Don are talking real money.
Our lunch ed classes that we've talked about occasionally during the show have been so popular that we're now expanding them to our offices in Portland and Phoenix, and we are going to start doing them online too. Well, you won't get the lunch if you do it online. You will get a great education, and you can go out and grab lunch and join us for Lunch Ed. Just sign up at TalkingRealMoney.com. That's TalkingRealMoney.com. There is a very small fee, just $5, but for that, you get a worksheet, and you get access to some special offers, so it's worth it. Sign up now at TalkingRealMoney.com, TalkingRealMoney.com, and get a real investing education. That's TalkingRealMoney.com. Now back to the show. All right.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
In the parlance of the day, don't be a hater, Don. Don't be a hater. Come on. Oh, sorry. You can give the number out now, too, if you wish.
877-397-5666. And I want to give that number particularly to those of you who sell indexed annuity products. And ask
We've
you
got
to
one
please.
One call in all these years.
Please tell me I'm wrong.
One
tell
call.
Me.
All
they
right.
Can't. Yeah. They can't tell me I'm wrong because I'm right.
Well, as they said in the movie last night, mathematics, you know, kind of, it's one of those things that really kind of works.
It's just, it is what it is.
Those are the numbers. You can, you know. So, and when you go back 90 years, you get a decent look. I mean, it'd be better if we were alive 100 years from now. You could say we have almost 200 years.
But you know, I'm not even as much, I'm not even as much bothered. I am bothered. Okay, I'm lying. I am bothered by the people who sell them. What bothers me, though, in addition to that, is the fact that people want to believe them so bad. They truly will suspend disbelief to believe that someone can offer them an investment with no risk.
And the returns of the market. That's what everybody just wants to make money and take no chance with my money. That's right. What you want.
That's impossible.
Yeah, it doesn't exist.
That's why I want to get into the heart of an investment.
All right.
What is an investment? What's an investment?
Wow, that is a great... Well, first of all, I think investing, it has to do more with the term than the type. Because, a speculation is something that,
I didn't want to do that.
Okay.
What is an investment?
Wow. Because,
trying to obfuscate.
Yeah, well, some people would say an investment is something that you can see, hold, or et cetera. I mean, because that's some people, I just want to own real estate because I can go.
That's a tangible asset.
Yeah, an asset.
An investment?
Wow.
I'll give you my definition.
Okay.
This is a real investment. A real investment, because I have to qualify it with real, because folks in the investment industry will call everything an investment. They'll call indexed annuities an investment.
Bitcoin.
We'll get to that in a minute. An investment is something that has the ability to become more valuable.
Why?
In and of itself.
Okay.
And
how's that different than a speculation then?
A speculation is something that only becomes more valuable when someone else says it's more valuable. It can't become more valuable by itself. Right. The last one in the pool.
Got it. Okay.
The heart of an investment is the ability to actually add true value to what you purchased. And the perfect example of that is a company, a business like Vestry, like our business. If we work really hard and we bring in lots of new clients, Vestry becomes more valuable. And those who invested in that business when it was worth nothing.
Yep.
Watch the value of the business based on what it's earning and the like become bigger. A bond is another
stuff. Yeah, right.
A bond is another example of something that adds value. The value is added in the form of interest paid every quarter, every month, every year, whatever the term might be. So those two things are absolutely investments.
Real estate
can be, but it really falls more into the business category if it's an investment. Because it's the only time I think real estate works as an investment is when you run it as a business so that it's paying a dividend in terms of the rent.
So you could own real estate investment trust, for example.
That would be an investment.
Yeah, because
you're buying things
and,
that you hope become more valuable.
Well, and they,
in and
they're
of
paying
themselves.
They're paying dividends.
And they're paying dividends.
Right, yeah, okay.
Buying a hunk of land.
That's a speculation.
Out on the edge of town.
Yeah, that's.
Not an investment.
No.
Buying a house. I'm going to get a lot of flack for this.
Oh, yeah, here you go. Get the number out there.
Buying your home, not an investment. I know that.
Well, except that's a hard because.
No. Why does a house become more valuable?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Just the next guy comes in and says it's worth more. But, yeah, you can leverage.
Ah, but that even makes it more speculative.
That's true.
Because think about it.
Tax
advantages. Well, let's talk about it after the break.
Yeah.
Well, but no, tax advantages don't mean anything. Those
That's
can be
true.
Taken away. Does a
they
house
well
actually
be.
Become bigger in and of itself? We'll be back. 877-397-5666.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Here's another brief interruption. I am surprised at how much people still love their magazines, their print magazines. The vast majority of the most popular magazines on the planet have millions of print subscribers and only a few hundred thousand online subscribers. I learned people like reading on paper, and because of that, I've decided to create a brand new magazine for real investors to help you become a real investor. It's called Real Investing Journal, and it's full of just that, real investing information, the science of investing, the proven ways to make money long term without gambling. There's no business news. There's nothing about speculating. There's no lifestyle stuff. It is all about investing all the time. It's full color magazine. It's printed every quarter, and it's going to cost $25 a year is all. That's all, $25 a year. But here's the deal. If you become one of our charter subscribers, we'll lock in $15 a year. And while supplies last, you'll get the very first issue in addition to your next year. That's a deal. $15 a year. And if you don't like it, I'll give you your money back. That simple. So go right now to realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. You need to add that /subscribe. realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe and sign up for the charter subscription rate of only $15. You save $10 and you lock it in and you get an extra issue. And you need to do it now because I know we're going to run out of the extra issues. So you better hurry. Go to realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. You'll like it or your money back. And speaking of back, we're going back to the show now.
Reality radio for a really great future.
We're talking real money.
You need real investments in your portfolio to enjoy a really great future. And that's why we do this show every week, unless we're preempted for something, which we won't be for a long time. Okay, until February, but it's only 1 hour.
Yeah, right.
It's only 1 hour.
Oh, that's true. Quit your complaining.
And it's during retire meet.
That's true, too. Yeah, retire meet is, wow. That whole thing, yeah. I mean, honestly, taking on a life of its own, I never would have expected. And we all need to say, hail Don, because it was your big idea. That I remember, I said, I don't know, this is great, don't do it, we'll never, yeah. We'll spend, and you're, nah, people
you know what?
Show up.
You know what's funny? So, is like my wife, I hear this from the two of you are always, I have these ideas and both of you, no, that won't work. No, stupid. Don't do it.
Oh, her judgment's better than mine. So I trust her more than me around this.
Well,
but,
I don't know.
Yeah. So anyway.
I wanted to give the phone number out though.
Oh, pardon me.
And that's 877-397-5666. The bribe is in effect. We'll give you the magazine, Real Investing Journal, the first
year.
And only magazine devoted to investing and nothing but investing. We don't cover business news.
Another crazy idea that people apparently like. So, and
no
by the
one's
way,
ever done it.
I know. You can call and we'll decide whether you can give us your stuff in your portfolio and decide whether that's investing or speculating or
ooh.
We do that.
We should have
stuff.
A speculating
and
or investing
of that,
buzzer.
Speaking of that, I mean,
not investing.
Well, I mean, because if you'd put $5,000 in Bitcoin at the end of 2011, you know how much you know how much that would be worth on paper today.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
$1.2 million. Read this in the Wall Street Journal today. 5,000 to 1.2 million. That's real money. But it's not
that's
that
really
real.
Really crazy.
Yeah,
it's
no,
not real money.
Well, here's the other thing. If you want to do that, you can own a Bitcoin individual retirement account, IRA, you might know it as. Yeah, that. And the sales charge.
My head is going to explode.
I love this. The sales charge to do that, to set it up.
Yeah.
You thought the index annuities were expensive.
Right. They can be as high as 12%.
Yeah, but this is 15% of your money out the Bitcoin window there, whatever. I mean, wherever it goes.
You mean 15% of your Bitcoins?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, they don't come anyway. So
Bitcoins.
That is a pure speculation. That's a pure speculation.
I'm so glad you brought this up. I am so glad. Bitcoins. Now, maybe I'm old, but I am. But Bitcoins are the dumbest thing ever invented. They're whole cloth. It's the next best thing to printing money in the basement.
Cryptocurrency.
Do you know how you get it? I bet you don't even know how you could get it. How do you mine? How do you mine Bitcoins?
I have no idea.
You set up a very powerful computer
that crunches a bunch of calculations for an extended period of time. And after you do that for a while, you're rewarded with a Bitcoin.
Oh. Well, no, so I'll just really go buy them in my IRA. I don't need to wait for all that.
But how do they come into existence? They come into existence by someone spending too much money on a computer, wasting tons of electricity, doing calculations that benefit no one for the purpose of creating, mining a Bitcoin. Talk about dumb. Bitcoins do not exist. Here, I have a handful of Bitcoins here, Tom.
Can't see
when you hold
there.
A Bitcoin in your hand. What do you see there?
Not making a whole lot of noise here. Yeah, sadly. Got it.
Bitcoins are closer to, and I think this is a more appropriate analogy than any other I've ever come up with. Putting your money in Bitcoins is kind of like putting your money in one of these.
A dollar?
That is a dollar bill.
Yes.
Okay. A dollar bill fluctuates in value relative to other currencies. A Bitcoin, which is a currency.
Cryptocurrency.
Okay. A Bitcoin, which is a currency, fluctuates in value relative to other currencies. The only reason it fluctuates so dramatically now is because it is a virtual unknown. One, it has a play on words. That was kind of a pun, too.
Yeah, that's good.
Virtual.
Word. Virtual.
And it's unknown.
Unknown, yeah.
It's kind of like taking a bunch of these dollar bills, putting them in a mattress, except you don't have to pay a 15% commission to put them in your mattress.
You can get those without paying 15%. So, no, not a good place for your
individual retirement account. Gold is more of an investment.
Lord.
I hate saying that. 877-397-5666. We're gonna help you with your Bitcoin.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
I discovered something really interesting not too long ago. It's the fact that people still like getting printed magazines. I read most stuff online, but the vast majority of subscribers to almost every publication known to mankind subscribe to the print edition. I didn't realize. I'm sorry. So I've decided to correct my mistake, and I have created a brand new magazine, the only one that I know of that is totally devoted to real investing. It's called, aptly enough, Real Investing Journal. Real Investing Journal comes out every single quarter. Real Investing Journal is not about speculating. It is not about business. It is not about lifestyles. It is not about politics or other news. It is strictly about the process of building wealth by becoming a real, disciplined, scientific-based investor. And it comes out every single quarter, and you have an opportunity to get it for a lot less money and to lock that price in as a charter subscriber. Annual subscriptions are going to run $25, but if you subscribe soon, you'll be one of the charter subscribers who not only gets it for $15 a year locked in, but you'll also get the very first issue of Real Investing Journal as a bonus while supplies last. So here's how you subscribe. It's really easy. Go to realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. And then what do? You subscribe. Then we'll start mailing it to you. And if you don't enjoy it, I'll give you money back. What do you have to lose? You got nothing to lose. So go to realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe, become a charter subscriber to Real Investing Journal, and I guarantee you've never seen a publication quite like this because nobody that I can find focuses on the truth about investing, except, well, of course, now Real Investing Journal. So go to realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe, realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe, and I know I said that a lot, but I want you to remember it. And now back to the show.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
During the break, Tom.
Did you have to pay 15% for that $1?
I looked at my wallet, and I have $56.
Wow, you got way more than I got.
This $56 has been sitting in my wallet probably for a month or so. Better part of a month or so. And so I wondered if it's become more valuable while it's just been sitting in my wallet.
Not making any interest on it, that's for sure.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me.
Yes?
I have a capital gain.
How big?
On my dollars.
Yeah.
Let's see. I have a 5% capital gain.
Wow.
Since this time last. Wait, 5% since this time last month.
Didn't realize the dollar had been that strong. Is that against the yen? Is that against the pound?
Peso. Peso.
Peso. Well, all right.
Because Trump got elected.
So you're going to run peso, that down and cash it in for
some
pesos.
The peso value
then.
Has plummeted.
Okay.
It would have been worth last month about this time Yeah, I've made 5%. That's 60% per year I've made on this money.
That's annually. Still not Bitcoin money, but that's money. I guess we'll give you that.
But this is a better comparison. If you want to compare Bitcoins to something, compare them to buying yen.
I think gold's a great comparison, because the only way the value of gold increases is the next guy comes along and says it's worth more. That's the only way. There is no other way. It doesn't get bigger. It produces no dividends. It sits there. Can I share a couple of things?
We are no fun. Before you share it, I just want we are the damp blankets.
All right. Well, call us and make some fun of us then.
Because we don't, it's too boring what we talk about. Go ahead. Be boring.
877-397-5666. All right?
Oh, yeah, that's okay. Right. Yes.
So this is, you think that's a little slow. How about these? Because these are the three New Year's resolutions I think everybody should keep. Not start, but keep in 2017.
Wait a minute. Are you assuming they made them already?
No, I'm giving you now, and then you start them and you keep them.
Okay, well, then, can I just help you with your writing style?
Well, you're going to anyway, so I may as well.
These are resolutions you should make.
Yes, then
and
keep.
And then later on keep them.
Okay, because most people kind of do things for a couple weeks and then, I'm not going to the gym anymore. Okay, it takes a long time.
Let's make them, and then we would like you encourage you to keep them. I have no idea what they are.
Well, here's what they are. Okay, you're getting in the mail, for those of you who still get things in the mail about your money, which I don't know that I recommend anymore, but a lot of people still do. So in the mail, all these statements are coming to you now, you know, your 401k statement and your investing statements and your bank statements, et cetera, and your year-end tax thing for your mortgage.
That's why I get them online, because I hate them.
So you're getting all these things. Here, my first resolution, I guess this is kind of a make and then you gotta
make and then break. You started to say make and then break. I could feel it.
So few people do this because, as you know, I meet 5 new people a week. And so most people don't know their current, they don't assess their situation and then make a plan. Almost nobody. Nobody says, here's where I am today, here's where I want to be in 10 years. Almost
well,
nobody.
Again, wet blanket, planning is boring.
I know. Way more fun to get together with your pals and watch the Seahawk game. Got it. Okay, that's number one. Number two. Again, most people don't do this.
So, okay, wait. Number one is plan.
Well, number
one
is assess
yourself to tears.
That's great. Okay, for two. The new year. Wow, this is really good. Number two is build a portfolio that's appropriate for you using index mutual funds, and then that's a make and a
keep. That's an. Yeah. You know, I got to tell you, that one I'm going to have an easier time. Yeah. I'm going to have an easier time pushing that one. Okay. Go ahead.
Then number three. This one's really tough. Put your finances on autopilot, because then you don't do things like buying the Bitcoin IRA. You don't buy annuities because you have a. This is what I'm trying to do for the next 10 years. I don't need to go to a steak dinner and be sold something. It doesn't fit my plan.
Self-driving portfolios.
There you go. Well, they've got them because you and I have one at, now I'm forgetting, Acorns.
Self-driving portfolios. Acorns like takes self-driving
the money,
cars.
They take the money right out of my bank.
I know. Right, I love my silly little Acorns thing.
I've got $600 there now.
They just steal my money and I'm happy.
Goes in there and gets
invested.
How
often are you happy when someone just takes your money away?
By the way, so and just for
and
a little
I wish
small,
Acorns would pay us to say that.
I know. A little blatant push. I'm doing this class next Saturday, a week from today, in Tukwila. And as part of that, if you come to the class, you can get number one, basically, the blueprint. And we do the work, and it's $99 if you come to the class.
Instead of $199.
Instead of one. That's a good reason to come.
That's actually a really good way to start that number one.
Yeah. Because we will then look at your whole situation and say this. I mean, most people walk in, here's all the statements, figure it out, and that you get that for $99. That's a ridiculously low price.
Yeah, because it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
Actual human beings do it.
Yep.
We don't have a self-driving car crunching those numbers.
We don't.
Or a self-driving portfolio doing any of that. It's all real live human being people still. We still have jobs for them.
And
we
have
jobs for real people. We're happy. I have $672 in my Acorns account, and I haven't done a thing.
Yeah, you got more than I do. I got to turn up my whatever.
That's it. That's all I do. I don't do anything. I don't add anything.
Just goes in.
Just
I think for young people, that's a great way to start saving. It just rounds off those purchases. The money goes right out of your account. You don't miss it. And then it gets invested. Pretty good deal.
I hope they're making money because...
I haven't looked in a while to see how the companies do. Owned by somebody who does something else, too, I believe.
I don't know, but I love Acorns.
I do, too. It's a great service.
I really do.
We're not getting paid to say that either, by the way. We don't know anybody there.
Nothing. So. Now, we do get paid if you become our clients.
That's true. So you can do that, too, by the way. It's okay.
But that's the only thing that pays us. If you become a client, we get paid. We don't even get paid if you come to the class. We only charge for the class so we can cover the cost of the class so our clients don't have to pay for
your
class.
And even the blueprints are losing. We do not make money on
blueprints.
By the time we pay everybody
else. The advisors, as a matter of fact, they go, what? I got to do another blueprint?
They're not loving it.
Yes, you do, and smile when you say that, mister.
So there's a start, right? There's three.
Okay, but how do they get to your class? You forgot to mention that.
I think you just go to Talking Real Money and click on events, right? TalkingRealMoney.com and click on events.
Correct.
Next Saturday morning in Tukwila at the Doubletree.
At the Doubletree. But if they don't get them by Sunday night.
Oh, that's right. Tomorrow night. The deadline.
The price is $5 and then next week, the week before the event, they go up to $10.
Whoa.
And then at the event, 100%
increase. That's kind of a Bitcoin increase there.
That's a Bitcoin increase.
Or your currency play you got going there in the currency markets.
I never thought about actually having an investment in my wallet.
Yeah, that's looking
so
at
that
you.
$57 has gone up at a 60% annualized rate if I would convert that to pesos.
Question is, how do you convert them? Can you go to your bank? I don't know that you can.
Yes, you can.
No, I think you have to call them ahead of time and tell them you want pesos.
I think $57 they can
handle
that.
They're going to have that? Okay.
The 1,200 pesos that they're going to need to hand me.
I think you should get down there on Tuesday and take care of that. Monday they won't be open. So,
1,200 pesos. Man, I sound rich with that, don't I?
Then what do you do?
Then I go to Costco in Cancun and buy the 3-pack of Don Julio tequilas.
And we're never coming back.
Never coming back. 877-397-5666 is our phone number. The magazine Bribes in Effect. We do have another hour that we will spend with you and try to help you understand how money works and real investing really works and a lot more. So please stick around.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
If you're one of the many podcast listeners who's asked, how do I attend one of your classes? Well, we've decided to take our very popular lunch ed classes that we've been doing at our offices and also do them in the form of a webinar online. At the same time, I'm doing the class live elsewhere. You can sign up for these live lunch ed classes right now at TalkingRealMoney.com, TalkingRealMoney.com. We have a limited number of seats available because we have to pay for them, so reserve your place right now. We're going to have classes in the future on a variety of topics, so check them out regularly at TalkingRealMoney.com. It's under the event section. And there is a small fee for these classes, just $5, but you're going to get a great education, not a sales pitch, and a free worksheet and some other perks. So sign up for our next lunch ed class right now at TalkingRealMoney.com, TalkingRealMoney.com. And now, more Talking Real Money.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Yeah, and we really do have a lot of educational events coming up in the next 30 days. Tom's got the class on the 21st. If you're in Phoenix, I'm doing a class in the Phoenix area on the 26th. And then we've got Retire Meet coming up on the 11th of February. You can get tickets to all of those lovely events just by going to TalkingRealMoney.com, TalkingRealMoney.com. And if you want to know more about Retire Meet, go to RetireMeet.com. This is going to be the biggest Retire Meet we've ever had, and we've already sold about half the tickets already, and we haven't even really promoted it yet. So TalkingRealMoney.com is the place. Go.
We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit talkingrealmoney.com. talkingrealmoney.com for more information and disclosures.
That should keep the lawyers happy.
Hi, brief break time. I'm Don, and I really wanted to share this with you because this is something I'm really excited about. I have taken much of the work that we do for our online Real Investing Journal and put it into a quarterly magazine that is, I have to say, pretty good and pretty cheap. And it is the only publication I can find anywhere that is totally devoted to real investing. You will find no business news there. You will find no lifestyle information. You will find no hard news, political news, speculation stuff. It's all about the science and the process and the discipline of real investing. And it's a way to keep you on track toward a better future. It comes out 4 times a year and it's going to cost most people $25 a year. That's all, just $25 a year. But because it's brand spanking new, a limited number of people can become charter subscribers at the lifetime price of $15 per year. Plus, I'll get you a copy of the very first issue as a bonus while the supplies last, of course. So here's all you need to do. Just go to realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe and subscribe. And you'll start getting it in the mail every quarter. If you're one of the first, say, 200 or so to subscribe, you'll also get the very first issue as a bonus. So be one of the first to get the very first magazine ever about investing and nothing but investing. Real Investing Journal, and you can subscribe right now, really easy. realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. Now back to the show.
Reality radio for a really great future.
We're talking real money.
Welcome to Hour 2. I'm Don McDonald. That's Tom Koch. We are the hosts of this little get-together known as Talking Real Money, a show designed to get you talking about your real money and your real future and how you can live it better. Our phone number is 877-397-5666, 877-397-5666. This show is so different than any other financial or investment show on the radio in that we don't pretend to know the future. We don't believe that you can get rich quickly. We don't believe there's any such thing as wealth without risk. We pride ourselves on trying to always tell you the absolute unadulterated truth about what you can expect and what the future might look like, and always trying to educate and do what's in your best interest.
And you can know that we will disappoint you from time to time, because in early 2012, we did not tell you to put all your money in Bitcoin, because your $5,000 today would be worth $1.2 million. And you missed.
Wait a minute. When did you put that in?
I just said we didn't tell you that in 2012 to go put it all in Bitcoin, because you'd be taking that
2012.
Five.
Okay. I just wanted to see what I'm trying to do my average annual return.
Oh, that's
here.
I'd have to pull that apart. That's 4 years, right? No, 12.
That's really painful.
13, 14, 15. 15 years. Anyway, so we didn't tell you.
We messed up.
Sorry.
Darn it.
Call us now and I'll tell you my hot pick for 2017, though.
Ooh, you have a hot pick?
I do, and I will lay it out there for you. So,
all righty. 877-397-5666. You got to take him up on it. Let's see. John, you're on. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hey, John.
Oh, hi. Hello. Can you hear me?
We do.
Absolutely.
How can we help you?
Oh, I had a question or two, and one was, should, say, my spouse take a spousal social security payment or collect her full retirement age, social security at age 66. And we were going to take the spousal, but then the second part of the question was, they just announced she could take a lump sum or a pension. So I'm thinking, well, if she, instead of taking the spousal or the full retirement age social security, that is related to whether she takes the lump sum or the pension. And I thought a lump sum gives you more flexibility, so I'm wondering what your thoughts might be on.
Well, you got a couple of things kind of wound together there that I'd
lots
pull
going
apart
on.
So first of all, how old is your wife, John?
66.
So she's at full retirement age. And so when you start to say she could take the spousal, what I hear is then she's going to take half of your benefit. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
Okay. And is that more than her benefit at age 66?
No, her 66 benefit is higher, about $500 higher.
Okay, so I'm a little lost as to why she just wouldn't take her own benefit then if the amount is bigger than taking half of yours.
Well, because if she defers with the spousal, then she gets 32% more.
Yes.
After deferring from 66 to 70.
That's correct. Yeah.
And that's
and so
why,
then,
you know,
I understand that. But I get, okay, so that's one issue. We set that aside for a moment. Then you started, you were talking about taking a pension or a lump sum, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
From her employer.
Yeah.
Right.
So I mean, here's, because people have a tendency to get down in the weeds before they get, so have you sort of analyzed your need for income in these years to say when do we need income and how much income do we need?
Yes. In theory, I think we can get by with a spousal or a lower amount, but then there's a break-even point, which I have basically calculated as from 66 to 73, we would both have to be living. Otherwise, the payback period doesn't work.
You've got some really great thought. You've been very thoughtful about these numbers in a way that most people, because I think it's still like 70% of people take Social Security at age 62. Sadly, because as you point out, if you wait, you get a lot more. But here's the catch. Here's where you kind of got into this. If you wait until 70, you got to live till pretty close to 80 to start beating the system, if you will. But hang on a second. We'll try to talk about that and then maybe a little bit about the taking a pension or taking a lump sum. That gets a little gray, too.
877-397-5666 is our phone number. That's 877-397-5666. Trying to help you get your financial life in order so you can enjoy a better future.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Yes, it's time for another one of those inevitable interruptions that go with this being a podcast from a live radio show on commercial radio. This one is about something you're going to really enjoy, though, and something from which you could derive a lot of benefit, and that is the fact that we are now bringing our live lunch ed classes to the internet so that you, along with the folks at our offices in Seattle and Phoenix and Portland, can actually attend the event. You just won't get lunch. You're going to have to go get your own. But you'll still get the same great education, and you get a free worksheet, and you get some other perks that go along with the class. Tickets are only $5. That's it. Just $5. And you can get them right now at TalkingRealMoney.com. TalkingRealMoney.com. I guarantee that you're going to get a great education. And if you don't feel you did, let me know. I'll give you your money back. It's really just that easy. So sign up for one of our upcoming lunch ed classes today. Don't put it off because somebody might take your seat. Go to TalkingRealMoney.com, TalkingRealMoney.com. It's under the events section of the site. And I hope you'll attend one of the upcoming classes. And now please continue listening to our program.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Welcome 877.
Back. 877-397-5666. We want you to give us a call, please.
I'm looking at him. He's looking. It's like one of those football games. Oh, you didn't. Nope. Nobody covered him. It's a touchdown. Sorry.
Yeah.
It happened.
Just let the ball. Just let that ball fall in the middle of the.
What are you going to do? So let's see if we can finish up with John quickly because the phones are loaded up here. So John, here's my.
You
take.
Predicted that too.
Yeah, I did.
By the way.
So I'm going to defer on the Social Security question because I'd have to sit down and get into more particulars about people's health, longevity, that kind of thing. But I want to answer.
Wait, can
this.
I
Go
throw
ahead.
A little plug in though?
Please.
At Retire Meet though. We're going to have one of the country's biggest experts
Andy
on when to take Social Security.
Yeah, he's
Andy
wow.
Landis is speaking.
And that's coming up on February 11th. So you could come to that and you could hear from Andy. But
I will. And my wife has longevity, but it's a matter of I'm deferring to age 70 as well.
Yep, which is great if you got probably 10 years after that, and if she's got longevity, she definitely has that. But then to the next question about this pension or lump sum, that is a harder one because if you took the money generally and it invested it in probably 70% stocks, 30% bonds, you did it at low cost, you should end up with more money than just taking the check every month generally. There's websites you can go online and you can look at all that to see which ends up being the better result. Most people, here's my kind of practical experience. Most people do better by just getting the regular check. There's a security aspect of it. There's just the, I know it's there all the time. There's no uncertainty about what's going to happen with the stock market. And so they end up emotionally in a better place. Financially, but yeah, this is where the tricky part comes.
That's a very, really, because there is no objective means by which to give this advice.
It really isn't.
Because it becomes emotional. So it's very subjective. And therefore, it really does require sitting down and determining what your risk comfort level is, what your needs are, that kind of thing. Because this can also be considered a means by which you can be more aggressive in your portfolio elsewhere, going to your point, Tom, about taking that annuity.
And here's a shameless plug. You can go take the risk quiz, which I think is right at the homepage, right?
Our very own risk quiz at vestry.com.
Free. And you learn about yourself around, you know, how much risk. Volatility is a better word than risk, by the way, as you've often pointed out, Don. How much up and down you can take in your portfolio, then you can build the appropriate one. Great questions, John. I think in some ways, John needs to sit down with somebody to really go through those numbers rather than me trying to give him the 5 cent overview on that one. So,
all right. Thanks so much. We appreciate you calling. 877-397-5666 is our phone number. By the way, hang on after your call so you can get the code.
I think he gives him the code before the call.
Before? Oh, yeah. Okay, then.
Kind enough.
Joyce, you're up next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hey, Joyce, how can we help you?
Well, I'm a teacher. I'm going to retire in a couple of years. And I want to come to your workshop, and this is what I'm interested in. I've been putting money away every month, and so I have a substantial amount, but I can't ever touch it until I retire. So I'd like to know how what I can put my money into to get a decent return. And right now, I'm sad to say I switched into a money market account because I didn't know what was going on a couple of years ago, and I thought, you know what? I'm scared. So that's where everything is right now. And I get something like 0.0.
Yeah, you're not making much in the money market. And by the way, we just mentioned recently, mere moments ago, that somebody like you should take the thing called a risk quiz because it helps you understand your emotions, your makeup, and then you can try to build the appropriate portfolio. But then to go back to your previous question about your money, is this in deferred compensation? Or where is this? Which program is it in?
Oh gosh, it's simply a retirement plan. Okay. I'm in the Puyallup School District, and we just put money in there as much as we want, up to 15%. Yep. And that's what I've been doing.
It's a 403B.
So I have a sizable amount. And at first, I used to play around with putting it in different things. But then I thought, you know what? I'm a little frightened. And I'm glad that I stopped when I did because everything plummeted. So I kind of kept the same amount of money. But in the money market account, you really do keep the same amount of money.
So the class does exactly that. The class walks through how you would have done had you invested certain ways over a long period of time. The class shows you, and by the way, you could bring the options in your retirement plan. We'll be glad to show you which ones to use.
Oh, yeah.
But the class shows you kind of how to build the right portfolio using the things available in your retirement plan. So we try to give you some specifics so you understand. I mean, and you'd be a great person if you're going to retire in a couple of years for the blueprint we talked about, too. I hate all these plugs, Don, but because Don's He's hitting me on the hand.
No, this is good.
So you come to the class, you get a $99 blueprint, and then you could, by the way, it may turn out, here's the part that you don't know. You may not need to take very much risk because you're probably going to be eligible for a pension, correct?
Yes.
And then you have this other pot of money that you've saved. So you might not need to take very much risk to get you through retirement in a way that you'll be very happy with. That's the other part of the equation people have a tendency to overlook. How you invest should really not have anything to do with how you feel or who the new president is or any of those. It should really be about how much money you need to make and how much volatility you're willing to handle.
And to keep a cushion too, in case you do.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, okay. So here's the other thing.
Yes.
I would love to get tickets, but I don't know how. And I would love to get your magazine, but I don't know how.
Okay. So.
Okay. One, you're going to get the magazine because you called.
Oh.
So all you do is you go to realinvestingjournal.com and they're going to give you a code.
Did they give you a code before you went on the air?
No.
Oh, okay. So we're going to put you back
give you
on
a
hold.
We'll after,
give you the code
after you go on hold.
Okay.
You go to realinvestingjournal.com to order that. That's pretty easy. As for the tickets to the events, those are all at talkingrealmoney.com, the website for the show.
Talking Real Money. And so I just go on to that.
Talking,
and they'll tell me that too, won't they?
Well, it's a website. It's a website.
Talkingrealmoney.com, and then you see events there, and you click on that. And
then
you
put in a credit card number, and you're all
set.
And then Don drops by Thursday afternoon with the tickets, don't you? You go out door to door.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
I've been driving around town.
You got to have something to do. So yeah, go do those things. Hang on, we'll get you the code for the one, and we'll see you a week from today.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, it's a great call. I mean, this, by the way, this is the challenge for people listening is to, okay, I understand what you're saying about having a plan, index funds, all that. How do I apply that? We can't do that in 2 hours, but the classes definitely show you here's really how to take this portfolio construction, how to pay attention to expenses and apply that to your day-to-day life. Whether you're a teacher, whether you're a business person, whether you work for Boeing or Amazon, I guess eventually we all work for Amazon. I'm going to run down there and sign up because they're pretty much going to hire all
they
of us
the,
here.
Yeah, they're ruling the world.
Pretty close.
Give us a call, 877-397-5666. We still have a lot of time. We want to help you enjoy a better future by getting the money stuff under control, particularly the investing, because face it, your investments aren't doing anywhere near what you want them to, are they?
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Here's another brief interruption. I am surprised at how much people still love their magazines, their print magazines. The vast majority of the most popular magazines on the planet have millions of print subscribers and only a few hundred thousand online subscribers. I learned people like reading on paper, and because of that, I've decided to create a brand new magazine for real investors to help you become a real investor. It's called Real Investing Journal, and it's full of just that, real investing information, the science of investing, the proven ways to make money long-term without gambling. There's no business news. There's nothing about speculating. There's no lifestyle stuff. It is all about investing all the time. It's full color magazine. It's printed every quarter, and it's going to cost $25 a year is all. That's all, $25 a year. But here's the deal. If you become one of our charter subscribers, we'll lock in $15 a year. And while supplies last, you'll get the very first issue in addition to your next year. That's a deal. $15 a year. And if you don't like it, I'll give you your money back. That simple. So go right now to realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. You need to add that /subscribe. realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe and sign up for the charter subscription rate of only $15. You save $10 and you lock it in and you get an extra issue. And you need to do it now because I know we're going to run out of the extra issues. So you better hurry. Go to realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. realinvestingjournal.com/subscribe. You'll like it or your money back. And speaking of back, we're going back to the show now.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Only because it's really important and nobody else is doing a very good job talking about money. They're telling you to go out and day trade or buy indexed annuities or, you know, follow their stock picking recommendations, all of which is just terrible, self-serving advice for the people giving it.
And if you think you can be a day trader, because I just reviewed these numbers again for what was to be my presentation today in Portland, $300 billion changes hands every day, 60 million trades a day, and about 90% of those are done by institutions. So if you're trading, do you think you're really smarter than
those guys?
90 that take pictures of Walmart to determine how many people are shopping at Walmart that day and then trade the stock? I don't think so. So I don't care what system.
Well, I don't know.
You've got
that whole small plane thing. You could like fly over Walmart all weekend. You got that
pictures,
all arranged for the trip to Portland. Didn't work out.
That didn't go. So please don't do that.
Was this Vestry's corporate jet?
I hadn't put that on the report yet. You'll see that in Q1. I told you Q1 would look like this. Okay. Yeah. Somebody even said that you're going private. No. I'm no. I got a friend who's No, it's not like that.
It's not. It's a single engine Cessna.
Yeah, that's as private as we get. So, yeah, it was going to be faster than driving, I guess. So, we'll see.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. 877-397-5666. Call us. We'd love to talk with you. Kit, you're next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Thank you very much. I'm an artist, sculptor, and I'm always getting hit up by nonprofits and societies and this and that for donations of art for their auctions and stuff to make money. I'm just wondering what the art market is doing, and I mean, it's probably as complicated as bitcoins, but I just don't know.
And slightly less profitable, by the way.
Yeah,
but
do you have to be a dead artist to have your work worth any money?
That's a great question and a tough career move for most people that want to. Yeah, you know, no, I mean, kidding. The dead artist thing. That's my bad joke. I don't want to try to make my career look better after I'm gone. No, I mean, art as an investment has not been very good. It's been a little like the other things we just mentioned, Bitcoin and gold, because it is purely speculative, right? I mean, the value that you place on Michelangelo, this is just what somebody feels.
Wait. I think you need to come a little closer to the 21st century.
All right, go ahead. You give me your 19th century.
Right.
Well, you know,
just a outsider art.
You're looking at what is? Are you looking for what is a reasonable value so that you can take a tax deduction?
I'm just thinking about my, you know, something I would give to my son and what the value of it would be, you know, on the market. I don't know. Is anybody making any money at art? Because there's so many galleries opening up.
Yes. I have a daughter-in-law who is a fine artist, and yes, there are people making money in art.
And I can make a suggestion here? Don't buy any on a cruise ship. I just watched a special about this, about what a racket that all is. Anyway.
The reality is, yes, there are people, but they are few and far between, and they aren't just artists. They are aggressive salespeople. They go out and aggressively sell their work. Artists who just happen to throw some stuff together.
Right. It's no fun.
Do not
Nobody
make
likes
money.
It. Right.
You don't make money.
By the way, you're talking to one of the guys who's a great artist of financial talk, but frankly can't make a living being a financial. He's got to work with people like us that we do education, but we also manage money so we can make a living. That's a reality, right? I mean, that's the truth.
The hard truth is that art is worth what someone else is willing to pay for it. And the trick, and this is the trick with any business kit, is finding that person. That's what it boils down to.
When you do.
You will know what your art is worth the minute you sell a piece to somebody. That starts to establish a value. Until then, it's worthless. Not worthless, but worthless. There, worthless. We'll be back.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Let me just take a second to share something new with you. We're going to start doing our lunch ed classes that we do at our offices in Phoenix and Portland and Seattle. We're going to start doing them online as a webinar at the same time. So you can attend too. You just won't get lunch. You'll have to go get lunch. But it's also cheaper. It's only $5 a ticket, and you get a full-color worksheet and some special perks. So sign up for our upcoming lunch ed classes right now at TalkingRealMoney.com, TalkingRealMoney.com. It's under the events section. And you will get a real investing education on a variety of topics. So go to TalkingRealMoney.com, TalkingRealMoney.com.
We're talking real money.
Our telephone number here is 877-397-5666, 877-397-5666. And we do talk about almost anything that has to do with money, including how to price artwork. And Tom, I looked up during the break.
Yeah.
During the break.
Mm-hmm.
I actually tried to find
a consensus.
Okay, now
he was asking
opinion.
Something differently than
he asked
I
how
thought.
To price it.
Yeah, that's true. You're saying, okay, here's, yeah, okay, go ahead.
How do you determine what it's worth?
What'd you find? Yep.
There's actually a consensus opinion on the internet. You take the cost of what your materials, your canvas and your paint.
That's not very much money.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait for it. Then you calculate how much time you spent on your artwork and what your hourly rate would be.
Oh, goodness.
For doing so. So let's say you are.
You wouldn't want me to do this, by the way, for my artwork. So
out in the market, and yeah. You could probably get $25 an hour for your work. You whip together a little painting for in 10 hours, and you spent $50 on materials, so you should charge $300.
Yeah. And by the way, if I did that for a piece of mine, that would be waiting on a wall somewhere for sale for a long, long time.
That's why I said it becomes so it's subjective.
I guess it's about going out and a young artist could go to these art shows, these art things
where you pay for a booth, and they're trying to give them an idea as to how to price their work at these little art shows. And that kit, that's another way to do it. You want to know what your art is worth? Go rent a booth at one of these art festivals.
And display it. And I will say, I'm oftentimes astounded when I go, and of course, I've only been to a few, but in the last couple of years, when I go to some of those art shows and see what they charge for the piece. I think we told the story on the air last summer. My wife and I went separately to the same art fair, picked out the same piece, and it was like $8,000. I said, we are clearly not buying that for our living room. Sorry, but I mean, it seemed very expensive to me. And I doubt that it cost them more than maybe a couple $100 to do.
Oh, no, it didn't cost them a lot to do.
Well, you just said that's what it's worth.
Apparently the marketplace has helped them establish a higher value for their art. Because there is art out there by living artists.
Yeah, I know.
That has sold for millions and millions of dollars.
That's true, yeah. But
how does that price happen?
Is art an investment or is that a speculation?
Oh, it's a speculation, pure and simple.
Yeah, exactly.
Pure and simple. Art is not and cannot be an investment because it fails the critical test. Can it, in and of itself, become more valuable? Can it make itself prettier? Can it make itself bigger?
Can it make itself brighter? Dividends, et cetera. And by the way, I think if you go back and look at the high-end art market, you know, where people spend real money, you'll see that when people have made money in other assets, I don't think this is great brain surgery, but it's pretty interesting to watch. And I'll bet it's going on today, although I haven't looked in a while. So, for example, in the late 90s, guess what? The art market was going pretty crazy because people thought they had a lot of money because the stock market was up. And then 2006, 2007, hey, I'm making a lot of money on my real estate and my stocks. The art market went up. So I bet it took a big crash. Well, let's say about 2008, 2009, and it's probably recovered quite a bit since then. So it kind of had, anyway, it's very illiquid, too, would be the other thing. You buy a piece for that much, you got to find somebody else who's wanting to spend
it. Stanford University did a study back in, I think, 2013 that found that the returns were pretty pathetic and that the risk was outrageous. I think the Sharpe ratio,
like what?
Which for equities is 0.3, which kind of compares risk and return. The Sharpe ratio for art is like 0.04.
Yeah. That does not surprise me. That does not surprise me.
So it's real, real, real high risk.
So anyway, by the way, the one piece of advice you gave to Kit that he hated, which is, I think, kind of true of anybody today.
Yeah.
You got to go hustle it because there really is no other way to do. There's no other trick.
Mm-mm.
Really? I mean, you're going to have to go out there and sort of say.
It goes back to my three laws, the financial physics, three laws of making money. There are only three ways to make money. You work for it, or you're dishonest for it, or you just get lucky. That's it. I've been saying that for almost 30 years, and not yet has anyone come up with a fourth. There is no fourth way to make money. Any way you could make money fits into one of those three rules. We'll be back.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Our lunch ed classes that we've talked about occasionally during the show have been so popular that we're now expanding them to our offices in Portland and Phoenix, and we are going to start doing them online too. Well, you won't get the lunch if you do it online. You will get a great education, and you can go out and grab lunch and join us for Lunch Ed. Just sign up at TalkingRealMoney.com. That's TalkingRealMoney.com. There is a very small fee, just $5, but for that, you get a worksheet, and you get access to some special offers, so it's worth it. Sign up now at TalkingRealMoney.com, TalkingRealMoney.com, and get a real investing education. That's TalkingRealMoney.com. Now back to the show.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Hey, welcome back to the little get-together we call Talking Real Money. I'm Don McDonald. That's Tom Koch. We're here on weekends, on Saturdays, on the radio to help you deal with money. Or podcasts are at TalkingRealMoney.com. And the podcast flow begins again now that football season's over. We'll have podcasts on a regular basis.
By the way, the podcast is, I think I shared this once, right? That we got the Google Home thing, right? Device, whatever it is.
Oh, you didn't share it on the air.
No, I did. Okay, I thought I had.
I don't think you did. I think you shared that with me.
This was like the highlight of my holiday season. So my wife bought Google Home, which, as you know, is a device that you can ask
microphone speaker.
What sound does a whale make? You've seen the ads for that, et cetera, et cetera. By the way,
this sound?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
But
then I didn't have to say, okay, Google. So you can ask it fun facts. And then so on a lark, I said, okay, Google, play Talking Real Money podcast. And there was a pause, and then she said, Talking Real Money podcast. Talking Real Money podcast. Investing or speculating? And then started playing.
Oh, it told you the title.
Yeah, of the show. Yeah.
Oh,
I was like, I just about retired because I will never achieve greater heights than this.
Wow.
Mrs. Google.
You have a sad life.
Mrs.
Sad.
Google knows.
Really? You think that was the highlight, huh?
That was pretty exciting for me.
Sad.
Even my
sad
kid
life.
Was like, wow, I guess my dad is
okay,
somebody
wait,
or something.
She's
so,
8.
That's true. So maybe it doesn't take as much.
When you're eight, everything is like, whoa, look at that.
I'm going to let you tell her that. Anyway, so yes, our podcast, which I guess that version goes through a radio place or something. I don't want to say the name.
It's all over the web. Okay. It was. I think that one was on iHeart.
Okay. I don't know if it's okay.
But it's
to
all
say
over
that
the. It's so, all over the place. It's on iTunes.
Yeah.
It's on iHeart.
So you can listen to it. We have people.
In.
We got a guy who listens driving around the loop in Chicago. We got a guy who always sends me a note from somewhere in New Mexico. Anyway, so you can do it under any circumstances.
Apparently, they like you better than me.
Well, no, I just answer my emails. That's all. So
I don't. I know you get this a lot.
Yeah.
I know you get it a lot because I get it a lot, and you interact with the public far more than I do because I sit here in my little cave making stuff. And that is when someone a lot of people invest and they go, oh, my investments never make me any money.
Yeah.
Do you get that a lot?
Oh, yeah.
Got it
at the gym this morning at 7:30.
My investments never make me any money. I started to think about that for a minute. And it's the explanation actually may be quite simple.
Oh, they don't?
Oh, they don't? Well, yeah. No, that's the response.
Okay.
They don't?
They don't.
But, you know, it really does come down to the fact that people don't know what they paid. So they have no way to know
what their
investment might make because they don't know what they paid or what they're paying. Give me an example. You said the S&P 500 was up about 9. Actually, it was up
9.5.
Not 11.96, dude.
Is that with dividends, maybe?
Yep, that's with dividends.
All right, okay.
11.96 total return for 2016 through December 31st.
Yeah.
11.96.
Oh, we're going to do this? Wait a minute, because I got another number then.
You got an actively managed, No, we're not doing that. We got an actively managed fund.
Okay.
Here's your actively managed fund. You got an actively managed fund that your Edward Jones broker sold you or your Ameriprise dude.
Whatever.
Okay. So here's why you didn't make any money. You got in with the broker at the beginning of the year. You put your $100,000 in and they immediately took out 5.75% of that.
Ooh, that's a lot of money.
Okay? Leaving you with $94,250 that's now invested. Now, that $94,250 is going in, so let's say it's a portfolio that emulates and acts a lot like the S&P 500
on a gross basis. Yeah.
Like the American Fund. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Well, let's not use the American funds because they tend to be cheaper. Let's use Oppenheimer. They tend to be more expensive.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
So you got an Oppenheimer fund that's charging you another 1% per year.
Fair enough.
So now you made almost 12%, but you only made it on $94,000, not $100,000. And they took out an extra 1% every year, so you didn't really make 12. You made more like 11 on your $94,000. So at the end of the year, you're looking at this portfolio and you say, I'm just over $100,000.
And yet I should be at like 110.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
And you're going, why? It's because you didn't know. You didn't, one, you don't know to look. Come on. And plus, you don't want to look. When those statements come in the mail that Tom was talking about,
yes,
most people take them and throw them in a pile.
Yeah, I know.
They throw them in a pile or the trash, one or the other.
Well,
you they don't
least,
look at them.
At least shred them. Don't throw them in the trash. But yeah, okay.
But most people pay no attention.
They don't open them. Yeah.
So they didn't look at the first one they got that said there was 5.75% taken out. They did not look at them subsequently to see, well, wait, my return's slightly below the S&P 500. And then at the end of the year, at the end of 2 years or whatever the period is, they go, I'm not making as much as the market's making. Why? Folks, it's fees. It's that simple.
So you just reaffirmed the 2017 New Year resolution to keep. That was build a portfolio using index mutual funds.
Yes, and no load indexed mutual funds.
Yeah, because you can buy, what can you buy the Vanguard 500 for now? I mean, what is the, what's
well,
the,
it's zero get
no,
to get
I know,
in.
No, I know, but what is the expense ratio? It's like 12 basis points. It's something ridiculous.
I think it's even less. I think it's like 8 basis
points. It's just, so I mean, wow. To compare that to handing out all that money you give to the broker and the higher expense ratio of the mutual fund as you go along. Yeah, that's going to be a huge difference in a year and over time, a massive difference in how much money and whether or not you made money with your investments, as you point out.
All right,
Don.
Yeah. The Admiral's the cheaper one. The the 500 index investor fund is 0.16.
Okay. So
compared to 1% or more for many actively managed funds and no load. So you put $100,000 in, $100,000 is earning money. That makes a huge matter of fact, that initial commission they take out is horribly destructive. It's a lot
of
money.
Day one, you're making less. By the way, Vanguard had a pretty good year last year raising, I forgot the number. A lot. They raised a lot of money flowed into Vanguard, and a lot of money flowed into the fund family that we favor for stocks, that being Dimensional Funds. They added over $20 billion. They're the fourth fastest growing mutual fund firm for net inflows last year.
It's funny, the top inflow funds
Vanguard,
were all index oriented.
Yeah. And AQR, a fund family that few people know about, was number five. That was a bit of a surprise. But
and then so, BlackRock
was there.
BlackRock, which is ETFs.
Yep.
And who was the other one? Schwab or somebody? I think it was Schwab
else,
with ETFs. Schwab's ETFs.
Yep. So the message is being received.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. No, so that's better.
And that, you see, that shows me that people are starting to get the message of real investing. And so I'm feeling good about what we do. Feeling good about it. We're running low on time. Got to sneak away and tell you what's going on with the weather and the traffic and all that stuff. Unless, of course, you're listening to the podcast and then you'll hear something else. But stick around. We'll be back.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
if you're one of the many podcast listeners who's asked, how do I attend one of your classes? Well, we've decided to take our very popular lunch ed classes that we've been doing at our offices and also do them in the form of a webinar online. At the same time, I'm doing the class live elsewhere. You can sign up for these live lunch ed classes right now at TalkingRealMoney.com, TalkingRealMoney.com. We have a limited number of seats available because we have to pay for them, so reserve your place right now. We're going to have classes in the future on a variety of topics, so check them out regularly at TalkingRealMoney.com. It's under the event section. And there is a small fee for these classes, just $5, but you're going to get a great education, not a sales pitch, and a free worksheet and some other perks. So sign up for our next Lunch Ed class right now at TalkingRealMoney.com, TalkingRealMoney.com. And now, more Talking Real Money.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
And don't forget Tom's really super valuable class. The first one of the new year, The Science of Retirement Investing, will be conducted next Saturday, just a week from today. The $5 early bird tickets are gone as of Sunday night, and the price goes up $5. So if you want those, go get them now at TalkingRealMoney.com. $5 only. TalkingRealMoney.com.
We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy your